B.
Thanks, Dieter. The Czech Republic's rowers had a mixed time at the World Rowing Championships, which reached a climax on Sunday in the English town of Eton. There were good results for the Czechs on Saturday, with Miroslava Knapkova taking silver in the women's single scull and Andrej Sinek coming third in the men's category. And here is Andrej Sinek.
Jsem spokojený, protože po letošních výsledkách v sezóně jsem to vůbec nečekal. Doufal jsem, že se probudím.
I'm satisfied because after my result so far this season, I didn't expect this result. I was hoping to make the final here at least, and the fact I took bronze is a really nice end to my season. Everyone who started today's race wanted to win, but two of them were faster than me.
Já jsem byl taky mezi nima, akorát, že prostě byli dneska dva rychlejší.
While Hinek's success may have been a pleasant surprise, the performance of the Czech team in the men's quadruple sculls on Sunday was a big disappointment for Czech rowing. The team of Jirka, Dolecek, Chalupa and Karas, winners at this year's World Cup, could only manage fifth place in front of an estimated 70,000 fans at Eton. Moving on to football, and while there may be no Czech teams in this season's Champions League, there are four in the UEFA Cup. And last week's draw was far from kind to them. Sparta Prague drew Scotland's Hearts, Mladá Boleslav face Olympic Marseille, Liberets play Red Star Belgrade, and Slavia Prague face Tottenham Hotspur. Slavia's draw is perhaps the toughest, and manager Karel Jarolím knows they'll face an uphill battle.
Of all the possibilities, we couldn't have gotten a harder opponent. But of course, we aren't going to give up in advance. I wouldn't judge it in terms of what percent chance we have of winning, although there's no doubt that Spurs are the favorites. But we'll do everything we can to make sure we make it into the group stage.
Slavia Prague manager Karel Jarolím. His team were impressive in the Czech league at the weekend, beating Olomouc 3-0. Slavia are now fourth. Liberets were knocked off top spot after a nil-all draw with Brno. They've been replaced as league leaders by Mladá Boleslav, who overcame Sparta Prague, missing a penalty but still managing to win 3-0. That defeat has once again prompted questions about Stanislav Grigas' future as Sparta manager. The Czech football team, the international team that is, have been gathering in Prague on Monday ahead of the first two games of their qualifying campaign for the 2008 World Championships. Yes, it seems like the World Cup has just ended, but the Czechs are already looking forward to their next big international competition. Their campaign gets underway against Wales in Teplice on Saturday. That match is followed by a trip to Bratislava next Wednesday for what should be an enthralling clash with Slovakia. While Milan Baroš and Vladimír Šmicer remain injured and will miss those games, the very good news for Czech fans is that Petr Cech is back. After undergoing surgery on both shoulders after the World Cup, the star goalkeeper put in a man-of-the-match performance for Chelsea on his return on Sunday. Finally, the Czech ski jumper Jakub Janda is due to sign a new contract with the Czech Skiing Union after resolving a long-running dispute over advertising revenues. At one point, there was a threat that Janda might compete for another country. That's all the sport for today.